A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Yeah, Tony McGinley with us on the line. Good morning to you, Tony. Thanks for joining us again this week.
And a very good morning to you, Jerry.
No, we're going to start with a query that's come in, and it's a difficult one. A mother calls, says her daughter started first year. She's getting a hard time from another girl that she's been to school with for years, since they were in baby infants. She's taking her stuff. She's ignoring her. She's set up Snapchat groups about her. So the suggestion there of kind of a cyberbullying element going on. What can I do to stop this? It's happening in school, online, and on the bus where she's bullying and excluding my daughter. It's happened several times now. The mother knows the parents of the other child, but she doesn't feel now is the time to talk to them, and she hasn't mentioned it to teachers either. What do we think, Tony?
Well, this program is about psychology. That's more about law, I think. It definitely sounds like a bullying situation, and it can develop in the best of families. You know, kids go down a particular line, and then they can continue when they get into their teens. But what I think needs to happen here is that the mother gets as much evidence from as many different sources as possible before she does anything. And teachers are a good area there to talk to the teachers and see if they've noticed anything. Sort of don't go in and spill the whole beans out in front of them, but say, I noticed something about my daughter, and have you noticed anything? That sort of very bland approach to gathering information. The Snapchat, if you can get into, or your daughter can get into the Snapchat and copy what has been written there, that's very good evidence. And that will certainly, you know, stand up in any situation, you know, if you can get written evidence like that. And then, of course, the other one is from other students. If your daughter has friends who've seen something, gather that information, the name of the child, what they saw, and so on and so forth. When you have evidence built up, that's the time then to talk to teachers and, if necessary, much further down the line. But generally, that can be stopped, you know, in the school itself. That's the best place for it to be stopped. But without evidence, without clear, definite evidence, you can go nowhere with it, and you could cause more trouble by sort of going in and making accusations and so on.
And I'd imagine, like, nothing has been said to teachers, nothing has been said to parents involved. I'd say to get advice on it. But the other element of schools have bullying policies in place now. It's a difficult area. It's a fraught area. Doing nothing, I suppose, isn't the answer. But getting maybe some advice from the school, approaching the school and saying, look, here's what is happening. Here is my evidence as much as I can for it. I'm hoping for it to be resolved so this will stop. But again, Tony, it's a very delicate area, because once you intervene, then it can highlight the issue and all of a sudden it takes on a life of its own as well. So you have to be very careful with it.
Absolutely, yeah. But again, you can't even talk to teachers or anybody else unless you have some pointers, you know, some evidence, because situations can build up. Unless you know, you know, how they're building up, you're going in blind. And if you're going blind into any situation and you make accusations, as you say, that will cause a bomb to go off, sort of stuff, you know. But yeah, I would say gathering some sort of evidential material together, and then you can go and talk to the teachers, and that could be the end of it. You know, the teachers then might have a word with the other parents or that sort of thing, and very quickly stop the whole thing. But it's a dangerous area, and it can go the wrong way very, very easily. So it needs to be handled with a degree of delicacy and in the right way.
Yeah. Important as well, Tony, I'd imagine, and I'm sure that this parent has done this, to talk to her own daughter about what's happening and why it's happening, that this isn't anything that she's done wrong. It's not her fault. I mean, bullying has been there since time began. And very often when it comes to bullying or bullies, it can be about their own insecurities. They look to put other people down so nobody focuses on themselves, on them, because they have such a fear, and they may even have low self-esteem themselves, and how they get over it is they attack other people. It might not solve the problem, but it'll help the daughter understand what is going on.
Absolutely. But it sounds as if she has been talking to the daughter there, because there's a fair bit of...
there's a good line of communication going, which is important.
Yeah.
Okay, if you review on that... Sorry, Tony, go on.
A reassuring talk with the daughter, we know what's happening. We take it easy, follow certain lines, don't engage if somebody is doing stuff like that. If you can, or if she has a phone or whatever, that she can record what this girl is saying, that would be very, very useful indeed. So evidence, as I say, is the key to really nailing it down. And if she can build up some evidence, and the daughter could help in that respect as well,
Yeah, that is the case. Okay, if you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme this morning on 0667 123 666. You can text and WhatsApp us on 083 300 3300. We want to hear from you. We've more queries to get to in relation to a problem shared. As I said, get them into us now on any of our numbers, and let us know what the story is with regards to that. We will get to more queries with Tony after we take these.
A problem shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Yeah, keep comments, views and opinions. Tony McGinley coming into us on the line. Tony, a listener gets in touch with an observation on our first topic of discussion this morning. It says, my daughter was bullied in primary school. I went to the school to complain about what was going on. It was brought to a head and parents were called in. Endured a few uncomfortable months, but the bullying stopped. Our caller's advice to the parents is that you have to bite the bullet and confront it head on. I suppose the school is a place to start, because every school now by law has to have a bullying policy, and they are much more proactive than they were in the past in dealing with issues of bullying. So that's one way of looking at it, I suppose. But thanks very much for that view. Tony, we have a query in here from a listener who says, things have changed a lot for me in my life, from having a good start in life to now being totally fed up with life generally. Much has gone against me over the past couple of years, and begin to think that my luck has run out or something, and that I'm being picked on by the powers that be, the powers of the cosmos. I do have good friends that I can tell these complaints to, but my question is, what's happening and why is it happening to me? Why me, Tony?
Yeah, it can happen to any one of us, Jerry. It could be, I don't know, the person didn't indicate what kind of age group they are, but it could be midlife crisis in some cases. It could be that a few knocks in life, a few bad turns down the last couple of years, could certainly put that sort of framework on your thinking. And once you get into that sort of thinking, it's quite difficult to switch it off again. And it is a huge annoyance. I think hard knocks can do it, as I said. And, what needs to happen here is that they begin to step back a little bit and ask themselves a question. What could be happening? What changes have happened? How am I reacting? Am I reacting differently? The other thing then, of course, that's sort of an analysis of oneself, but also taking steps to change what you're doing on a day-to-day basis. And, there are various approaches to that sort of, get more active, a bit of gardening, whatever, play some games if you're fit enough for that sort of thing, take on new hobbies, meet new people. All of that sort of thing will certainly help your outlook on yourself. And the main thing then is, as I said, the self-analysis. And a lot of people get stuck in that. And I think we were talking again last week about it. One useful plan for a lot of people find helpful is to write down your thoughts, and to do it on a daily basis, generally in the evening before you go to bed is a good time. Sort of write a page and whatever's in your head, just write it down. Don't worry about the language or anything like that. Just get the thoughts down and don't try to analyze it at the time you're writing it. So do that for a week or 10 days and then read it back and make notes. Over a period of time, over a period of a month or two, that can actually help you sort of find what's actually happening in your thinking, because our thinking does change. Everybody's thinking changes. I think back to when I was in my teens and, you know, I can't recognize myself. We change so much. So by doing a little analysis like that, that's very helpful as well. But also, as I said, get active. Get plugged into people and things. Take up hobbies or whatever.
We were just talking about acting earlier on in the program and drama classes and the artistic side of people and the whole. So it's about the whole social side of that. Getting out, meeting people, creating something together that can pull you out of yourself and improve your life. You know, through
absolutely,
something as simple as getting involved in an amateur drama club.
Amateur drama, that's exactly where I came from. I was involved in the Loft, the Father of Flynn's, the Loft in Cork Shakespearean.
Oh, yeah.
It's now known. And it gave me a heck of a good start in life. Not only did it improve my English substantially, but I made a whole bunch of really good friends. And, sometimes it's sport. But whatever you get into, several things, if you can get into, I think everybody should have some sport or some physical activity. Everybody should have some intellectual activity. Everybody should have some friends. And, if you can get those three things in whatever way you can, it certainly will make a huge difference to how you think about life and how you are feeling.
Yeah, and that's an important point in relation to another listener getting in touch with Tony this morning in relation to our first query about bullying. Jory had the same situation with my child being bullied in secondary school by a child from her national school too. Tell this mother she has to tell the teachers and get them involved. I did, and the bullying stopped instantly. A very capable male teacher dealt with it in a very strict but dignified way, and we never visited again. Please, for the child's sake, act now, says the South Kerry listener. Another listener says, on the girls being bullied on a problem shared, a psychologist told me once that anyone who is nasty to you and makes underlying comments about you, it means they're miserable in their own lives and want to bring you down to make themselves feel good. Okay,
exactly.
We're out of time on that.
Yeah,
that's it. That can be it indeed. Tony, thanks a million for all that great comment.